Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak, speak, speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, When Will I Ever Live What I Believe?
Speak the word.
I don't know if any of you have ever asked that question, or there's a lot of times you think that you really have the faith for something, and you feel like you're in faith, but sometimes you might not be in faith. You just might be in mental assent. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. I read once where a pastor said to the Lord out of desperation, he said, oh Lord, he says, when will I ever live what I believe? And he said, the Lord spoke back to him and told him, he said, you are living what you believe. He said, you just don't believe what you think you believe. Think about that. Friends, just by agreeing that the scripture is true, but not actually believing it's for you, it's what we call mental assent. When you're reading God's word, but you don't actually think it pertains to you, it's mental assent. Just by agreeing, mental assent is someone who is only led by their five senses. In other words, they're only led by what they can see, what they can smell. It's really, in your mental assent, it's really all about what you can see, what you can smell, what you can touch or feel, and what you can hear. Because until you believe that you are the one that He's actually talking to, you don't really have it in your spirit. And there was something I wanted to show you too, because we're going to talk about also about writing things down and hanging on to it. But I also have books that I've written things down. This is only one of them, As the Lord Speaks to Me. And so I would confess these things as He would give them to me, and I would date them. And for instance, you know, like in November the 24th and 2015, the Lord told me, He said, the Lord is spreading and growing Speak the Word ministry like a wildfire in the forest. He said, this word and this ministry is going everywhere in every direction, in the north, east, south, west, in the most obscured places, and sparks are landing in faraway places and they cannot be extinguished. And so then the Lord gave me this. When He was talking about being extinguished, that it's like a brush fire. So I printed this out. It's good to have things printed out. Write down what the Lord gives you. Consider it very important when He speaks to you, if it's just one word. But if He gives you one word, He will use it in the future. It might be in a week or the next day, but it will be a word that you'll need. And so I put at the top of it, Speak the Word, ministers growing like a wildfire, like a brush fire. And it cannot be extinguished, you know, and it shows somebody here trying to put the fire out. Well, this is what's going on in the world today. They're trying to put the word out today. They're trying to stop the word, but you can't stop the word. You can't stop God's word, because He says everything will pass away on this earth, but His word will never pass away. So that is settled. And He said His words are settled in heaven. And also I had things like here, written down here, all of the things that pertains to words. And actually this wasn't all in my message, But I said, I thank you, Lord, that as I give voice to your word, that you're active and alert to perform it. And that's Jeremiah 1:12. And it says, and your angels, the mighty ones who do your commandments, are hearkening to the voice of your words. That's Psalms 103:20. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're the high priest over my confessions, and that your word has instructed me to call those things to be not as though they are. And you'll find that in Romans 4:17. So as I pray these confessions over my life, I pray a special anointing over every word. I thank you, Lord. And so then, as he would give me things over the years, as you can see, I would write it down, and then I would date it. And one of the things, some of the things, you know, like, for instance, I would say, this is my year for increase more and more. You know, it's my year for restoration as never before. You know, and you would decree these things because it's so powerful that you speak what God says if you want to have what you want to have. If you want to have what God wants you to have, then you must speak it out, the same as God did when he was creating the heavens and the earth. He spoke it out. He created the heavens and the earth by speaking, and as the word tells you, that he holds this earth is held together by his word. And so what you get, you're going to have to speak it out. And I would say things like, this is the year my greatest barriers will come crashing down, and a flood of God's presence will be all around. These are powerful confessions. You know, our faith is confession. The Bible says in Hebrews that Jesus is the high priest over our confessions. And another thing that really helped me a lot was that I would thank God that my latter years are going to be greater than my former years, and that you've saved the best for last. And God knows, and is my witness, that anybody that knows me, that God definitely has saved the best for last, because he keeps moving me on and on and on. You know, he would give me things, and I would write it down. And like the topic of this one is God's my source, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today, about God as our source. You know, not our jobs, not our families and our friends or whatever, or the banks, but God himself is our source, because without him being my source, I wouldn't be standing up here today, because God is my witness. He knows I didn't have what it takes financially, educationally, or whatever, but God will qualify you to do what he calls you to do, and he'll also foot the bill. So you never want to forget that. To get to the point of believing, first of all, we have to become single-eyed. We have to become single-minded. You know, and I realize that this can be a challenge. It's a challenge for me, because there are so many things every day biting for my time, trying to distract me from my work. And I'm sure that most of you have this same challenge, because the enemy is always trying to cause us to lose our focus. Saints, to be single-eyed means to realize that God is all, and I capitalize that all there is and takes up all space. Hallelujah. Because until you actually believe that you are the one that he's talking about when you read his word, you won't have it in you. You have to be convinced that the word is not just, it is for everybody, but it's particular for you when you're reading it. It's for you. When you're reading God's word, it's him talking to you. And so you need to listen. And also, let me throw this in, it wasn't in there, about taking scriptures out of context. We want to be careful that we don't take scriptures out of context. If you read a scripture, always go back four or five scriptures above that and four or five down below, so you'll know what he's talking about, where he was at and what he was saying and why he was saying what he said, because so many people will take it out of context. So you really want to read several verses up and several verses down, and that'll give you more of an idea of, you know, where he was and what he was talking about. Because like I said, you just can't take one's word. For instance, a lot of people, you know, quote the scripture, and it might be in here, Philippians 4:19, where God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But what you need to do is understand that's just not for anybody. If you read back up three or four scriptures above that, you will see that the church of Philippi was the only one that was supporting Paul's ministry. And Paul was thanking them for supporting his ministry. And he was saying that the money, that what they were supporting to his ministry was being stored up in heaven for them. And that God would supply all of their needs. So a lot of people will take that out of context, and they've never given a dime, or they've never done anything to help any church or anybody. But it is, all of God's word, a lot, so much of it is if, you know. God will say, if you do this, then I'll do that. But a lot of people leave the if out.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is, there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.